This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
So, once again, the masks are ever-present. They are ever present in our lives with mask people all around, with mask mandate businesses all around, politicians wearing masks, bureaucrats wearing masks, mandates being imposed in various different cities and states all across the United States. And now, in case you didn't think it was going to happen, but as I predicted, we're going to see these political parties using COVID as a football, a political football here as we get closer to the election. And we are closer now. We're 3 months away, basically, from the national election day. And Biden, of course, just nominated his vice presidential pick this week, who is a cop. So I don't know what the radical leftists are going to be saying about this, but I've seen a few things suggesting they're not happy with it. So, but now Biden, now that he's teamed up with his cop enforcer, has called for a new mandate. This one, a national mandate for all of the United States to wear masks. Yes, even you, the threat of the government, the federal government coming down upon you like a ton of bricks. Former Vice President Joe Biden, according to Fox News, on Thursday called for a nationwide mask mandate to help fight the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. They keep calling it a pandemic, even though almost no one is dying from this thing.
Well, I wouldn't say almost no one is dying from this thing, but
it's pretty much nobody.
We need to have a threshold for when, if we have a pandemic, we need to know when we don't have a pandemic.
Well, I can tell you, I haven't seen a pandemic yet because I don't know anyone who's died from this, and I barely know anyone who's come down with it.
I hear you.
Yeah. How about you guys?
I don't know anyone who's died from it. I know several people who got it, and they were all asymptomatic for the most part.
Really?
Or very, very minor symptoms.
What was the oldest of the several people?
I want to say in their 40s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know any elderly people that got it myself, so I can't speak for that demographic, but I feel like that's the one everyone's worried about.
That's what they're worried about. Although the lady that I was at the bank yesterday was just blathering about her 7-year-old and how concerned she was.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that is part of the thing is that if we're going to scare people, which is what the media is doing, the politicians are doing,
it's important for people to be in a state of fear. That way they will look to some great man to save them.
Right. And right now that's what it seems to all be about is the presidency. But what I want to know, this is what I'm asking for, ladies and gentlemen. If we're currently in a pandemic, you don't have to call me and answer this if you don't believe we're currently in a pandemic or that there's nothing to worry about. If you do believe there's something to worry about, when? Can you give me a threshold? When will you not be worried? Because
great question. Is it based on the number of deaths? Is that what worries people?
Well,
what are the things that are worrying them specifically, and when will they not be worried?
There currently were more deaths in the month of January than there are now, and that was pre-COVID. I would imagine if you were to remove nursing home deaths from the COVID death numbers, that you would have something that is akin to a bad flu season. I know you're not supposed to say flu in conjunction with COVID-19, and I'm not claiming that it is an influenza bug. What I'm claiming is that it would have similar effects as a bad flu season. As a matter of fact, I would claim it has similar effects to upper respiratory infections like the flu. Mm-hmm. But, it's not the same virus. Certainly not.
part of the problem is definitely the threshold, but also we don't have any, like, goalposts. There's no, at first it was, okay, we need to shut everything down we don't overcrowd the hospitals. Yeah, 2 weeks, right? And then it was flatten the curve, and that should take, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah. The curve is and we're in month 5. As it's going to get.
Yeah, it ain't getting any flatter.
Right. And at this point, it's like, I'm scared. Okay, you're scared. I got it. You're scared. Mm-hmm. This could come back. Or a whole new virus you've never heard of before could start up starting this today. Right now, somebody could go chomping on a moray eel down the Caribbean, apparently, I don't know where, and poof, you got St. Vincent's flu. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making this up. I'm terribly sorry for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My honeymoon with there was awesome. Or whatever the case may be. And you don't know. I mean, if you're scared, you're scared, and that's fine. You can be scared. You should be able to take the precautions.
I recommend you not, though. I mean, because living in a state of fear is not any way to live, in my opinion. That is not living at all, actually. It's just being afraid, and I don't know how you can do anything productive or, you know, actually care about anybody in any meaningful fashion if you're the one who's constantly afraid. So you're not really benefiting anybody. You're not helping anybody. If anything, you're making things worse for people because you're spreading your fear. You're infecting other people, especially these poor kids. These poor kids that are, you know.
Imagine being in school during this whole thing.
I can't
hear. If you're in, like, the fifth grade or something and your society's acting this way, what kind of message does that send?
It's horrifying. In fact, I do a story about kids going back to school under COVID and all the stupid stuff that's going on with that. But, yeah, please, if you're living in fear, you need to go get some help.
The number of people under the age of 24 that catch this disease and die from it is remarkably low.
They scare you by saying that the kids are going to communicate it, right? So not that you should be afraid that your 7-year-old kid is going to catch it and die, but that he's going to go around grandma or grandpa and kill them.
Right. You shouldn't.
Even though most elderly people are surviving it as well.
Right.
With no problem.
My son is at my son and my mother live in the same domicile, mm-hmm. and I have taken certain precautions surrounding that because I think that's worth doing. When you're talking about people over the age of 80 who die from this, there are quite a few. I'm still curious, still looking for the numbers.
Percentage-wise, it's not very large either.
What's that?
As from what I've seen, percentage-wise, it's not very large either. It's usually the people who are, like, what do they call it, comorbidity conditions. They've already got serious problems.
Being 80 is its own comorbidity.
I get what you're saying, but there was a story in the news about an 102-year-old lady who kicked this thing's butt.
She thinks it's the fact that she drinks a glass of wine every day. Step back for a second.
Maybe.
This is what the maskers, the fear mongers do. They pull out some anecdotal story.
That's exactly what it is.
I got it.
Case study.
There's a 102-year-old woman that kicked his butt, and by God, I bless Ethel and her butt kicking. However, I'm not going to use Ethel as a standard here any more than I'm going to use little Johnny at school. Little Johnny is probably not going to die from this. I don't
but
care
he could
what
die.
The situation is. He could.
Some kid somewhere has probably died from
this. I got you right now. In the week of July the 25th, under the age of 24, 15 people died.
Kids die from the flu, too.
COVID, as so claimed.
Yep.
Kids die at far greater numbers from the flu, and we didn't have any problems sending their little butts to school then.
No problems.
Either. I mean, like, stunningly more kids die from the flu every year than, but, you know, school's fine at that point. See, that's why I want a threshold. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a threshold. I don't know what it is, and I'm just looking for it. I'm not claiming to be an expert. All I'm doing is reading crap off the CDC's site, which I wish that other Americans who want to run their yakkers about this thing would do. Mm-hmm. Just go
They've
to the
They've all
CDC.
Read things in some places.
What's that?
They've all read things in places that cite the CDC. There's
I don't care about
CDC's
that.
CDC's been cited all over the place.
Go to the CDC's site, mm-hmm. and then we can start. Then we're all on the same page talking about something, and somebody give me a threshold.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me what is going to change.
Yeah, the fact that you can't tell what was worse for society, the economic collapse or the virus itself, tells you that the virus is pretty negligible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think maybe more people are killing themselves from suicide or dying of starvation.
Right.
Good chance. Well, they're probably not starving in the United States.
Not quite.
Suicide, you're seeing that happen.
For sure.
Now, we don't have any real solid numbers, but what we had a few months ago.
Well, don't forget spousal abuses. How many kids have been killed
by addiction?
Murder is way up in inner cities.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Now Biden wants to help protect the whole country. He's going to have a national mask mandate. If you just elect him, then you'll be even safer. Right? Isn't that what's most important?
Safety.
You feel safe. 855-450-FREE. If you want to dial in to join the discussion, you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live on the radio and the internet. More.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, Divvy could go up even further, and of course that's their goal. However, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. That said, it's definitely something to keep an eye on and consider putting a little bit of money into because, well, it's done pretty well here for us at Free Talk Live. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode, which is super easy. That's one of the things they did.
Yeah, the one-click masternode.
They made masternodes easy, which they were never easy. So that's awesome. And then you can also stake Divvy. They've even got a lotto for people who stake the coin as well. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate, according to Fox News, to supposedly help fight the spread of the coronavirus, which the reality is they just want people to put on masks to show how obedient they are.
That's the thing. People need to realize that this can all be a real virus, and at the same time, this is the new rally cry. This is the, or the terrorist win from the 2000s.
It sure is.
It's where the mask or else COVID wins.
Or the Republicans win.
Or the Republicans win.
I feel like this is really, I mean, I'm not blaming one particular side, though I want to.
Well, remember, Trump called COVID, quote, the invisible enemy. So he's treating it just like terrorism. Right, so it is absolutely the new war on terror, except it's even more nebulous.
Mm-hmm.
And well, everyone's a suspect now. It used to
don't
just
forget
be
that Trump is held to every word that he says. But everybody else can change their mind,
mm-hmm.
All right? Like Fauci advised at one point against masks.
The Surgeon General did that. He has a tweet that is still circulating. It says, don't wear masks. They could make it worse.
Well, they could if you took the masks from the EMS people and these sorts of things. But whatever. I don't know. I mean, again, everybody is allowed to make a mistake here, including old Sleepy Joe here, but Trump's not.
Well, they're doing things on purpose. I'm not going to say they're making mistakes.
I don't think these two sides are working in tandem, do you?
Well, I'm sure they don't want you to think that.
Okay.
But so what I see, Mark, is that the two sides are doing the exact same thing.
I don't.
Now, you may have different levels of doing the same thing. So one state may have a total ban on all bars, while the other state may allow 25% attendance in bars. But really, the difference is only in degrees. There are a handful of governors, and they do tend to be Republicans, who have been more hands-off than others. But there's plenty of Republican governors out there, from what I've seen. Texas is one of them. New Hampshire is another one that have been absolutely cracking down. The government goon in place here in New Hampshire, Sununu, who is a Republican, is getting 9 out of 10 Democrats to endorse the work that he's doing on COVID. And when I say work, I mean cracking down on peaceful people and issuing various different mandates. His recent one that we mentioned a few days ago was now that if you have a scheduled event with more than 100 attendees and people are not in masks at said scheduled event, that will result in misdemeanor charges being brought against the event organizers. So that's now in place. Right, they're putting the pressure on the people who they can put pressure on. It's easier for them to go after a handful of people than it is to go after 150 people, right?
Sure.
So they go after the organizers, they put the pressure on them, and they use them as their unpaid enforcers to make sure that people comply. Now, I'm hoping that Bike Week in Laconia will not comply, because we just got out of Sturgis is going on, I guess, as we speak, but it's happening up in South Dakota, and it's been making headlines, and so the governor, of course, saw the Sturgis situation here, the governor of New Hampshire saw that, and now he's responding, and he's passed this new order, and there's going to be apparently a tent revival in another town in New Hampshire tomorrow, and the governor's talking about how that's not allowed, and we need to put a stop to this sort of thing, and so
and again,
he's a Republican, Mark, so please don't act for a moment like the Republicans are so much better about this than the Democrats.
Okay, I think that like the Republicans and the Democrats are both acknowledging that COVID exists. And what Mark is saying, and what I kind of agree with, is that the Republicans say it exists and we should do something about it, but the Democrats are saying we should stop at nothing until it's extinguished.
No doubt.
And
they
that's
do
so much more authoritarian.
Further. They do seem to be going further, but they're all authoritarian.
Definitely.
And they're all using their so-called
powers.
They're
all authoritarian in so much as they want to enforce what it is that they think is the right thing to enforce.
Yeah.
And that is what
and
the
that's
state
destroying
does,
business.
Right?
It's destroying freedom.
No doubt. Yeah. You won't get any argument from me. I think that human freedom and the economy is more important than the COVID lockdown. And
totally
I'm convinced
agree.
Of that.
Yep.
However, what I would say is that I do see a difference when I'm looking at the Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. That will not convince me to vote for Donald Trump come November. I'm still voting for liberty by that standard. But, I think there's a difference.
Yeah, like I said, the difference is in degrees, in the same way that there's a difference between the United States government and the North Korean government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they all do the same thing fundamentally, which is tell people what to do and how to live and how to run their business, and some of them are a little bit more enforcey than the others. That's all.
Yeah, we have to consider the ulterior motives, too. I mean, Trump started wearing a mask a couple weeks ago, but a lot of people speculated that's just because he's going to use that in his argument to deny mail-in ballot voting. Right. It's like, okay, Max actually do work, which means we can all go to the ballot box. So,
yeah, I mean, who knows? He's playing his 4D chess or 12D chess.
I have no idea what's going on.
But going on here, the Democratic nominee.
I'm just waiting for my three ballots at my three different residences. That's
the
all.
Presumptive Democratic nominee spoke after sitting down for a briefing on the coronavirus with public health experts. He was joined at the briefing by his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris of California. Of course, as we know, is a cop. She was the attorney general there in California, saying, quote, "Let's institute a mask mandate nationwide starting immediately, and we will save lives. The estimates are we will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months if that is done," Biden emphasized. And the former vice president stressed that wearing a mask, quote, "increases exponentially the prospect that if you are a carrier and you don't even know it, that you will not infect anyone if you cough, sneeze, sing, or shout," unquote. And by the way, they had apparently the Kamala Harris like announcement or whatever. There was no audience. So it was the first like vice presidential nomination announcement thing, which never no one has ever attended before.
It's bizarre.
It's
a bizarre world.
Yeah, the whole thing is so weird, and so many people are embracing this. So he wants to do a nationwide mandate. Now, it doesn't say here what the details of this would be. What would the, what would the punishment be if you were found violating this? Is this going to be something that the FBI is going to go, arresting people for not wearing masks? What does it even mean to have a little rule like that on a nationwide basis?
Well, it's not a rule of the president anyway. Like he can make a point of it, but it's not their job.
Yeah, well, he's calling for national legislation.
Yeah.
He's talking about passing a law.
Right. It would be the president's job to sign something like that, yes.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of our chat room participants there on the Discord server, Cream Pie, said he was out dumpster diving because he was bored last night, and he noticed a couple of business parks with roll-off dumpsters out front. Tenants are moving out, landlords ripping everything out. Mm. The giant Nielsen Media Research headquarters complex in town has an entire building shut down, an entire parking lot closed. It's starting to be major changes to business out there, and a lot of these things are not going to be reversed. There's just people are going to stay home, and they're not going to have to go to work. What's that going to mean for things? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow with a bold prediction regarding the unemployment number.
I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped to single digits in the August report. I don't want to make a forecast. It wouldn't surprise me.
Earlier on Thursday, former Vice President Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate for 3 months. Speaking at the White House, President Trump reacts to those comments.
He does not identify what authority the president has to issue such a mandate or how federal law enforcement could possibly enforce it or why we would be stepping on governors throughout our country, many of whom have done a very good job and they know what is needed.
The president also saying Biden doesn't need to bring the full weight of the federal government down on law-abiding Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Labor Department is up with the number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate Mark Hamrick says...
The total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week.
He was speaking on CBS News.
The FDA is warning about more toxic chemicals in hand sanitizers as sales keep rising due to the coronavirus pandemic. The administration says there has been a spike in the number of hand sanitizers that claim to contain ethanol but actually test positive for methanol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. How do you feel about a nationwide mask mandate? Apparently the Biden campaign is promoting that as a thing. And as I said, you're going to see these political parties fighting over who's the toughest against the coronavirus, whose plan will save the most lives, and they're claiming they're going to save 40,000 lives if just everybody puts a mask on. So therefore, if you don't put a mask on, if your concern is about
mass murderer,
if your concern is about individual liberty, and if your belief is that freedom is actually, you know, something you have to take a risk in order to have, and that it's valuable, and that it's something that is worth pursuing despite whatever the risks might be, then you're the enemy.
You're just selfish.
Well, that's what they certainly are going to be saying. And that's and some people said this is going to be a, like a civil war that could come out of this. I don't know if that's the case, but it certainly got people riled up.
There are certainly people that believe that they can use violence against you based on their feelings surrounding masks. Right?
Some people actually have used violence, and you don't mean just calling the cops. You mean like pepper spraying somebody without a mask on,
right,
kind of thing.
And mm-hmm. One wonders. There are people manhandling people over mm-hmm. masks, and that kind of thing. And I mean, when somebody decides they don't like it and pulls out their concealed carry and levels it at somebody, it's obviously an escalation. What's it mean? I don't know.
So, there's more coming up here, including a story about Americans now fear touching cash. A majority of Americans are afraid now to touch cash. Updates on what are colleges planning as far as their new stupid rules that they're going to be putting into place for the 2020 school year ahead that is starting here in just weeks, if not immediately, for some people in some places. We can talk about that. In fact, Tyler is getting ready to start a semester at a local college, so you may be able to weigh in on that discussion as well. And again, if you want to jump on the phones, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I was reading some of the input here from our chatters this afternoon on our Discord server, which you can join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And Cream Pie, he's always got interesting things to say. He points out that he was dumpster diving for a few minutes last night, going to businesses and looking for valuable things in dumpsters. Worked out pretty well for folks that do that kind of work. And he noticed that a lot of these business parks and industrial areas, they got big dumpsters out front. Tenants are moving out, landlords ripping everything out. Nielsen Media, the ratings company, they have a huge building that's completely closed.
If people aren't driving as much, and I'm not claiming that's true, if people aren't driving as much, then they're not listening to the radio as much.
Yeah, well, but the point is not that they're not busy, not that Nielsen is closed, it's just the business is closed, the location is closed. A lot of these companies, Mark, they're telling their employees, you can work from home now.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you're going to see, and you are seeing, it sounds like what he's pointing out here is you're seeing a reorganization of how business works. So many of these companies all of a sudden just threw their employees into a work from home situation and just sort of like, all right, well, we'll figure this out. And they did, right? Like they brought in new telephone systems and they, did whatever they needed to do with VPN access to get their people to be able to do the jobs that they had done from whatever offices that they had from their homes, which is one of the side benefits of this whole insanity, this system that has come down, is that some people, they've got a better situation with work now. They don't have to drive 45 minutes one way. They don't have to leave the kids at some babysitter or whatever. So
I think we could see, imagine America. Imagine no institutions. People not going into large corporations and sitting in cubicles. People not going to schools and sitting there spreading God knows what. They've always been dirty little cesspools. And people not going into nursing homes. Like, somehow or another, we managed to care for people in individual homes. And that's somehow better. I think that that's a good thing. And I like the new work-from-home America. Now, I get it. Some parents have it harder because they're, the kids aren't off at school. Mm-hmm. Your middle class welfare babysitting day prisons have been shut down, and you want them back. I understand. But maybe this is the thing you got to give up. I certainly hope so, because I'm sick and tired of paying for a less than mediocre education.
Well, they're going to keep charging you for the same, or if not worse, government education.
Oh, they're going to keep charging me. Well, then why don't I just give up and not suggest anything about masks?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, they're going to force you to wear a mask, Ian.
No, they're not.
Well, yeah, they are.
No, I'll go to prison or whatever.
Well, fine. You'll wear a mask at some point or another. Because
I did yesterday, as I explained on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you here for that show? Because I talked about it.
I don't recall you having said it on the air, but okay.
I did, yeah.
Now, I'm sorry that had to happen to you. All I'm saying is your defeatist attitude surrounding government school and the costs of it, I can mirror that defeatist attitude surrounding masks. I hope that Americans have the freedom to not wear masks,
yeah.
And I hope that Americans can finally stab this union government school bullcrap.
I hope so, too, but right now it's not even close. Right now, you don't have enough people
right now, Democrats are begging us not to send kids to government schools, and Free Talk Live wants to talk about masks.
No, Mark, that's not what's happening. The schools, even if they're not sending the kids there, are going to continue operating, and they're going to continue operating with a very large
budget. President Donald Trump just suggested that that money should be given to parents.
Great. He doesn't get to control
how
that works.
But you're saying like nobody's talking about it.
No, what I'm saying is no one is talking about getting the government out of education. That's not happening. All of these people believe in the idea of public education. Almost all of them. They were educated in government schools, so of course they think that those should continue to exist. The whole idea of getting rid of government education is seen as a crazy fantasy.
I listened to a Republican on the radio tonight coming in who said, finally, we can get rid of these public schools.
Really?
Yes.
I think the institutions are going to exist in some form or another, but they're not going to exist in this frick-and-mortar fashion that they have been. Right?
Some places they will, some places they won't.
Yeah, some places
government
they might.
Government school at a tenth of the price coming over the Internet? Okay.
You're presuming they're going to lower the price.
Well, and this isn't just happening with schools. This is happening with businesses, too, right? Like, I saw an article today that the headquarters for REI in Seattle, they just built a building, and now they're
going to sell
it. Well, and who's going to buy it? And, you know, all these companies are doing it at the same time, right?
Yeah. And there's going to be a huge drop in commercial retail prices.
Sounds like condominiums.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You know, I know several people who have condos that are on the market in some of these big cities because they decided to move out to the country.
Right,
a lot of people did.
Getting out.
Yeah.
So it's going to drive prices down,
way
right?
Down,
like if there's
think.
A huge glut of properties that are for sale, both commercial and residential, prices are going down.
And if people won't buy these buildings, right, a lot of the city tax revenues come from these kind of institutions.
Yep.
So we're wondering as well, it's like, well, what's going to happen financially with the states that this is happening in?
Drive up prices for property taxes because the states aren't going to want to give up what they've got so far.
They definitely aren't going to want to give that up. And that's the thing. The school boards aren't going to want to give up their budgets.
Ian, you're absolutely right. I would not contend otherwise. Yeah. But what I would say is that we have to say something. Like when
I've been saying things the whole time. I don't know about you, but I've been to the Keene City school board meetings. I didn't go this year, but like probably for the last decade prior to that.
If that's what you're talking about, going and talking to the school board about it? No, I'm talking about
I've run for office. I've run for office, okay? So I mean, I've definitely run for school board. I've run for various different... Look, maybe you're right, Mark, and maybe we are on the cusp of a major renaissance in the United States where people decide that they've had enough of government schools, period. They're going to pull their kids out, and that's happening. We're seeing some people doing homeschooling before who hadn't done homeschooling previously because they were thrown into it, and they were able to find out that, hey, this isn't so bad. Our kids can learn at their own pace, and they don't have bullies, and they don't have, you know, ridiculous rules, and lunchtime, you know, all the nonsense from the government schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's definitely going to be, I think, at the end of 2020, I think it's safe to say you're going to have more homeschoolers than you had at the beginning of 2020.
That's a positive thing.
I think that's safe to say. And it is a positive thing. But that doesn't mean that government school is, like, on its deathbed or something like that. These teachers' unions are locked in. They've got contracts. And those contracts are ironclad. And I suspect that those contracts aren't going to change just because the location of the schooling has changed from in physical, real-world class to an online class. So
they'll have to change at some point.
The only time they'll have to change is if people stop paying taxes.
Well, no, when they renew the contract, they'd have to change.
That's the only time it'll stop, Mark, is if you stop paying taxes, because then they won't be able to pay these bureaucrats. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or U.S. dollars that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. It's Ian Tyler and Mark are in the studio here tonight, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we can talk about some more COVID madness that continues. But first, Vaginatarian is on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
I have an actual positive mask story because I know that it keeps coming up on the air. People have been yelled at by Karens or in stores and stuff like that. But I had a good interaction today, so I wanted to tell about
it. Yeah, let's hear it.
So our local grocery store in the neighborhood, I've been going there since the beginning with no mask on, not a single day.
Excellent.
I've never been accosted. I've gotten, like, some looks.
And what's the policy of the store?
They have signs everywhere that say, please wear a mask, require you to wear a mask, state mandate. But no employee
and
has
is
ever
there,
signed.
I'm sorry to interrupt, is there a state mandate in Virginia?
I don't even know because I don't follow it.
All right.
I don't bother to look because I'm not going to do it.
Good on you.
But, yeah, no employees ever stopped me or said, hey, please wear your mask or anything like that. But today when I was checking out, the woman said, hey, I'm sorry that this is weird, but I just need to tell you I'm so glad you're not wearing a mask.
Wait, now, who was this, the cashier or another customer?
The cashier.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
That is cool.
And then out of nowhere, she was like, yeah, I hate this. I have to wear it for my job, and it, like, goes against my libertarian ideals. And she just popped out with that.
Wow, that is cool. Now, she had a mask on, but you didn't. Was there anybody else around to hear this conversation, or was it just between the two of you?
There was one lady in line, and she did move. And I don't know if it was because of that or... We started talking and getting along and sharing all of our hatred of the mask and the craziness. So she may have moved for that, or she may have been like, these ladies aren't being safe.
It does appear that Virginia, the state of Virginia, does have a mask mandate. It looks like some news stories from as early as late May was when this started. And according to WJHL, Governor Northam announces efforts to enforce the mask mandate in Virginia. That story from July 14th. So apparently, at least as of a month ago, that was still a thing.
Well, the only place I wear a mask is my EMT class because it's a medical class and it's very required there. But outside of that, I do not wear a mask.
Very good. Vaginitarian, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, it's just refreshing to have somebody in the, you know, so-called essential personnel business type thing sharing their frustration. And she gave me a high five in front of everybody and I'll be paying cash.
That's awesome. Thank you again for the story tonight, Vaginitarian, calling in and sounding great on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. There are, I think, a lot of people out there in the mask world who would rather not have a mask on, but their job, their corporate job, is making them do it.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that there's a healthy percentage. I don't know if it's
the silent majority, right?
Do you think it's that many?
I think it is. Yeah, I think most people think that this is ridiculous, and they're just going along with it because they hate confrontation.
Sure.
You know, and I've said before, like, I do wear a mask sometimes. It depends on where I'm going and what the context is, because I understand some aspects of it. But what I'm thinking of doing now, and I think I've mentioned this before, is I'm going to start wearing a gas mask when I go to these places because, you know, put it into context for some of these people. Like, how ridiculous do I look? It's like, actually, you look more ridiculous than I do because your mask doesn't even do anything.
Right. Yeah, there is a gas mask now. You have to, like, have special filters for those, and they only limited time, right?
Right, yeah. But, I mean, I'll just use
still
the same filter over and over. Right. It's not that big of a deal, right? Not anthrax.
It's definitely going to stop your spittle from getting on anybody else.
Definitely.
So, let's see. Oh, I wanted to share a little bit more here from the Discord server because we were talking about business and industry and how this is changing. Tyler, you're going to go to school in the fall semester here at Keene State College in town, but you're not actually going to go
this time. So they were saying that we would have the option to go to class or to go online. But before the semester started, they made us declare which one we were going to do. So you don't get to pick and choose when you go into school.
Mm-hmm.
And they let you know that there's a long list of rules.
If you're going to physically
you're going to be physically there that you have to adhere to. And they're talking about you have to wear a mask at all times on campus, indoors, outdoors. You can't go to parties. You can't be around more than 10 people at one time without, you know, we all have to get tested before we go to school, too. So, and I haven't been tested yet. Haven't seen a reason to.
So what does the test mean? Like an actual...
Just to see if you have antibodies.
Okay. So
if you've gotten it or if you currently have it, I guess.
Because, I mean, I went to the hospital every day and got screened there for a little while. They're, you know, they, you know, take your temperature, big fat deal. No, you know, it's not like they're touching you.
So Elaine's the date in our Discord chat says, I picked up from a deli that was inside the lobby of an empty office plaza. Huge buildings. Used to be filled with financial and insurance businesses. Deli was still operating. Security in the lobby. Parking lot was empty. At least a few football fields worth of parking.
Wow.
Empty. He says this was in downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. The guy said they are filling orders for delivery services and tourists that ended up there. It's just a few minutes walk from the Art Gallery nightclub area. And he said, I just pulled up following directions from the app. So he'd never been there before. He says, I'm like, what the F? I'm at this office building to pick up sandwiches. And then Cream Pie says, the illusion of not being able to work from home all the time has been shattered. Gonna suck for commercial landlords.
Yeah.
And he says, there's a deli in the middle of an industrial area here. He lives in the Tampa area. They have signs up outside like, yes, we are open. Like, they're hurting for business. And as he points out, probably three-quarters of the people who frequented that deli are no longer there. 3,000 employees just evaporated from their daily commute here.
Yeah. It's going to be bad for delis. I mean, you know, you're talking about sliced meats and potato salad.
Specifically the ones that were located in industrial areas with the intention of serving the business community.
Even
now, that's gone.
Yeah, I'm just... I don't know. I mean, would you be willing to drive from your home for a deli sandwich when you go to the grocery store the next time, get some sliced meat?
I drove over to Beaver Street Market the other day because I heard that they were not requiring masks, and I wanted to give them some business.
Okay, nice. So, fine.
And I had a delicious Italian
barring
sandwich.
Barring your proclivities to support people who agree with your worldview.
Would the average person do it? Probably not.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm just thinking for me is that, I'll just make the sandwich here. I'm going to hop in my car, drive 15 minutes to a place to get a deli sandwich to drive back. Well, as a matter of fact, there's a deli within 7 minutes of my house, and I wouldn't drive there either to get a sandwich.
Yeah, this is going to change the way business
is
done
one
for,
now, though.
You know, everybody, right? Like, I feel like everybody's shopping on Amazon more because of this, or just doing online shopping and stuff.
Well, especially the people who are really against wearing masks, they're just going to start shopping online.
Yeah.
And so a lot of local businesses are going to lose business.
I hate giving the business to Amazon,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, in my household, people are a little worried about going to random websites and ordering from random websites. When you order from Amazon, not only does it show up, but it shows up quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas when you order from somebody else...
It wasn't a few months ago. Some of the items were like back... not being delivered immediately because they were prioritizing COVID items. So it could have taken you a month to get what you wanted from Amazon.
Sure, but you do understand that sometimes you order from some random website and you don't get what you order. It just doesn't show up ever.
Oh, I've been waiting on a computer fan, my laptop, that I ordered from China through Newegg.com, which is a major website. It's not just some website. It's a major site.
Major one.
But because the product is shipping from China, and shipping is like not a thing right now from China, it's severely delayed in a lot of cases. The first time I tried to order was before Forkfest. I put the order in hoping I would get it in time. I like paid for, you know, quick shipping or whatever, and it never even left the warehouse.
Right.
Weeks later, I had to write them back and say, where's my item? Oh, it hasn't left the warehouse yet. Well, go ahead and cancel the order. And then I tried placing another one, and they still haven't shipped. This other company still hasn't shipped it.
My airline ticket, Asiana, was canceled, and I got my refund. It's
coming out of Saipan?
Coming out of Saipan. Yeah. I got my refund within 3 weeks. How did your Hong Kong Express refund
come? I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 months. 855, 450, free. We can talk more about the college situation. Maybe you've seen some of this industrial change that's going on, the shifting, and you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us here. 855, 450, free like freedom. Hour two's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need
need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.